going. You're very welcome to Ars to Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we're speaking with Damien Reddington, engineer, and Brian Barrett, administration officer at Galway City Council, about a survey that they want your input on the county's climate action plan. If you want to get in contact with the programme, you can do so on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086 38 33 55 3. You can also email us, arsprotect@goibfm.ie. You can get more information on this initiative by the IBI and Commission Niman on arsprotect.ie. You can do the carbon footprint calculator, and you can also take a quick survey. Get in contact with us here on reception on 091 770 077, as this is Ars to Protect. A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Now, we're looking at the City Council's Climate Action Plan. They want your input into it. I'm joined on the programme by Brian Barrett, the Administration Officer with the City Council, and also Damien Reddington, Engineer with the City Council. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome onto the programme. Brian, I might start with you first, though, because it's an ambitious plan by 2030/2050, and you want people's input into it by the 8th of September.
Yeah, look, we were asked by the national government last February to prepare a climate action plan to deal with the climate change that is all around us and happening. People will be familiar with the news items coming across our TV screens of the climate change impacts, both in the weather we've had in the last few weeks here at home, but then the weather we're seeing in overseas locations like Greece and as late as this week in Hawaii with large fires. So we know climate change is happening. Our job now is to put a plan in place collectively, all of us as a society, to mitigate that and try and reduce the negative impact that we as species are having on the planet. So City Council has been asked to write one for the city, and that plan will look at what we do ourselves as an organisation and how we can reduce emissions and our impact on the environment and to improve our sustainability. But it also looks at the broader city itself and residents and business and all aspects of society. The City Council accounts for about 1% of the emissions in the city in its delivery of operations. So us reducing ours entirely won't achieve the goals that we've set nationally for emissions targets reductions. So we'll all have to work together in collaboration to try and bring down the emissions that are created in the city. And the way we can do that effectively is if we write a plan together. And this is the first step in engaging with the greater community, our other stakeholders, about how we can all work together and reduce emissions.
I think it's a good idea to co-create and to bring people along with you in developing this climate action plan. From your side of things, it's co-creation. Are there any things and objectives that you have set that you want to see tackled in it?
There's specific targets set down by nationally to us that we have to achieve by 2030, first of all, and then 2050. Our vision is to be a climate resilient, biodiversity rich environment, sustainable and carbon neutral city by no later than the end of 2050. What we want to look around is through strategic goals where we lead as an organization and work in partnership with other stakeholders. We achieve the carbon emissions and energy efficiency targets that are set down by national government. And they're set down across different sectors. So there's quite a few of them there, but we aim to try and achieve those. And then it's to mobilise communities to take action themselves and residents to take action themselves and do what they can do themselves. Mobilise enterprise transition our enterprise to a net zero and circular economy. And the key thing in all of this is that this will cost money. This will be expensive, but we must ensure that there's a just transition and that everybody has the ability to achieve this, to make the changes, to retrofit their houses, to change their vehicles, and to change their lifestyle, so that no one gets excluded by this transition. And that's very important as well.
And then in terms of implementing it, then we have Damien Redding on the line, engineer there with Galway City Council. It'll be a big undertaking to engineer all the things that will need to be put in place to achieve net zero carbon output by 2050. Damien?
Of course, John. It's a significant climate change plan that Galway City Council and every local authority is required to put together by February 2024. The plan itself will pull together, I suppose, existing local data to develop a list of actions that can be implemented over a five-year period. The actions itself will focus on a number of objectives, such as what Brian mentioned there, just transition, ensuring all sectors in Galway City are brought together and that nobody is left behind. The public sector itself in leading by example in pursuing our own internal energy reductions and use of renewable energy sources. Mm. In terms of transport, working on reduction of transport emissions across all sectors. And the big piece there is the citizen engagement, ensuring all sectors have an input and are involved in each step of the process. And that's the main aim of the pre-draft consultation, which we are now requesting information from the public on. Mm.
From your side in the City Council, I know it'll be the likes of moving different vehicles over to electric and different green forms of transport. But on the bigger side of things, do we need to look at infrastructure in the city and how that all pans out in terms of getting it more public transport in?
The public transport will be part of the Climate Action Plan. But within Galway City, we already have our Galway Transport Strategy in place. So the Climate Action Plan will reflect the actions already outlined within the pre-agreed Galway Transport Strategy. But we are moving forward then as well to looking at, in conjunction with our Recreation and Amenity Department, a green space strategy, fully utilising green space that we have within the city. We're also looking at all buildings within the local authority remit, in terms of retrofitting these to meet not only our 2030 targets, but going further as aiming towards our 2050 net zero emission target, which every local authority is looking at this stage. That includes retrofit of all our buildings, our community centres, and on our other minor buildings around the city itself. But it also has a huge awareness campaign piece on delivering information and dissemination of information to the public on various projects that Galway City Council are doing itself, but also informing the public on what maybe grants are available or what support the local authority can provide going forward. Mm-hmm. One example is sustainable energy communities within Galway City, which there is currently 10 of them. They can gain 100% grant funding support to develop an energy master plan for the particular area of the city. We've currently one sustainable energy community in the city that has went through this process. They have developed an energy master plan for their specific area and taken on board the actions as set out. It's given ownership back to the community and assisting them in outlining targets, but also then moving to the next step of applying to the likes of Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, SEI, and the local authority to look for grant funding support or advice which will help them along their pathway to achieving their own energy reduction targets within their homes, within their businesses, within their sustainable travel, as Brian mentioned earlier.
Mm. Brian, it's an ambitious plan, and I suppose people can give their feedback online at Galway City Council, Galway City Council Climate Action Plan, and also by post to Galway City Council Climate Change Department, City Hall, College Road, by the 8th of September. So people have a few weeks to get on board and to get their thoughts in.
Yeah, and look, and it is ambitious, and it's a major challenge. It's one we'll all have to work together over a sustained period. There's no quick fix here. We have to change a lot of our behaviours. We have to invest a lot in our housing stock, our public buildings, our private buildings, roads, transport, everything. This affects every aspect of life. This is the most significant, I'd say, social change that we will see in our lifetime. So it's important that from the start, and as Damien said, this is, we haven't even drafted the plan. We are delivering some actions, as Damien's already mentioned, and we continue to do that. We're converting the fuel use in our own vehicles. We're converting them to electric where possible, but for the larger ones, we're already converting them over to hydro-treated vegetable oil, and that reduces their emissions by 90%. So measures are starting, but for us to have a real impact as a society over the next 10, 15 years, we need to be clear with each other about what we're trying to achieve, where the real gains can be got, and then how we all go about it. And everybody needs to be sort of aware of, you know, the steps they can take. And I use that term deliberately. We have to use alternatives to the private car. We have to use public transport. We have to start cycling and walking to get those emissions down. We're starting to see the negative impact of us not doing it. So now we have to start taking positive steps, all of us. And then hopefully we will in the near future start to see the change in air quality that happens, the improvements to our environment as a result of that. So it is ambitious. We want to hear from people. We want their input. We'll start drafting a plan based on those inputs and the data that we're collecting. Later in the year, the plan will go out to consultation again, and people can reflect on that later in the autumn. But at this point, we put out the data of the analysis that we've done out there of where we're creating emissions, and just to start conversations with people to increase their awareness, and then sort of motivate to act with us. And we all want to do this in partnership to try and address this huge challenge that we face.
Finally, maybe it's not a fair question, Brian, but are government a bit late to the party on this? 2030 is only 7 years away, not even.
I wouldn't say. I'd say we all are, and we can't. I think we need to get to a point where there's other countries around Europe and around the world that are ahead of us, and we're involved in partnerships with those countries that are ahead of us that have tried stuff. And we can benefit from that because we can do a leapfrog. We can learn from their experience, take the measures they could do and more, and maybe leapfrog. We've done that before in other areas. So we've all been remiss and we've all been slow to address this. And everybody has an opportunity to, rather than we all talking about climate change, now we have to take responsibility, each and every individual, and see, what can I do? And yes, government can do more, but we all can do more. So I think it's important that we just focus on, let's get down to discussing what are the measures we can take and then start moving down that road and learn from the countries that have been more ambitious than us and have got out of the starting gate early. But we can learn from, generally in Ireland, we learn quick and we adapt quick. So that's one of the benefits of being a small nation. So that could pay us, we won't have to learn all the hard learnings that other areas and the failed projects from other countries. We'll learn from the successes of those countries.
It'll definitely be full steam ahead. Brian Barrett, the administrator, and Damien Reddington, the engineer with Galway City Council, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thanks very much.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's episode of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30. We'll be speaking with Dr. Una Murray from the University of Galway as the International Organization for Migration and the University have published Europe's first country profile on migration, environment and climate change here in Ireland. So we look forward to hearing from Una next Thursday on Ars to Protect.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.